In this bulletin, 5 new COVID-19 deaths and 319 new cases in New South Wales. Victoria records 29 new cases, and Australia's Olympic sailor Matt Belcher will carry the nation's flag at the closing ceremony of the Tokyo Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales has recorded 319 new cases of COVID-19 and 5 deaths. 210 of the 319 cases are in southwest Sydney, and at least 83 were infectious in the community. Armidale and the Northern Tablelands will go into a week-long lockdown from 5 p.m. after 2 positive cases were detected in Armidale. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says there needs to be greater compliance with the restrictions.
We have the toughest lockdown in the country at the present time. What is not happening is that people are not actually complying. The rules can be the rules, but if people don't comply, then obviously the community will continue to suffer. The circuit breaker in New South Wales and in Sydney is for people to comply with the rules. Pretty simple. Just stay at home. That's the circuit breaker. And I think the PM has said that many times as well, as has the Premier. The key here is to stay at home and get vaccinated.
Victoria has recorded 29 new locally acquired cases as the list of exposure sites grows. Health authorities say all of the cases are linked to previous outbreaks but weren't in quarantine throughout their infectious periods. Premier Daniel Andrews says authorities are concerned the source of the outbreak hasn't yet been identified.
My message to the Victorian community is this is very, very significant to see this many cases, although they are all linked, but they are linked to 2 outbreaks and we don't know where those 2 outbreaks started. So there are mystery cases that sit behind this. The cases we've found since are linked to others that we knew, but they've been out in the community and there's every reason. In fact, there is a certainty that there are more cases out there.
Queensland has reported 13 new locally acquired cases. 12 are in isolation for their entire infectious period, while the other case is under investigation. Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says a decision on whether to end a lockdown of local government areas in the southeastern part of the state won't be made until tomorrow.
This outbreak has only been going for a short period, so there could still be cases there. So very important to keep the testing going. Very, very important to keep wearing masks. That's critical as we go forward. And for people to just stay home.
5 teenagers are facing murder charges over the death of a 16-year-old male found with severe injuries in Sydney. The teenager was found unresponsive with head and chest injuries in a home at Doonside on Wednesday afternoon. 4 teenage boys aged between 13 and 15 and a 15-year-old girl are now facing murder charges following the boy's death at Westmead Hospital. All 5 have been refused bail and will face the Children's Court next Friday. 2 soldiers are in hospital in Cairns after being attacked by a crocodile in waters north of Lockhart River in far north Queensland. One man in his 20s suffered head and upper body injuries, while a man in his 30s has arm and wrist injuries. Dennis O'Sullivan from the Queensland Ambulance Service says the men owe their lives to other army personnel who were nearby and came to their aid.
A tourniquet was applied, which is very good, did stem some significant bleeding. The patients were then transferred by a dinghy, I believe, to the shoreline, where they were met by the rescue helicopter from the Torres Straits, which had a 90-minute response time to the location.
More than 900,000 new jobs have been created in the United States. President Joe Biden says the vaccination program has been key to new job creation in July.
My message today is not one of celebration. It's one to remind us we got a lot of hard work left to be done, both to beat the Delta variant and to continue our advance of economic recovery. We all know what it starts with. As I said again and again, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Australia's most successful Olympic sailor, Matt Belcher, will carry the nation's flag at the closing ceremony of the Tokyo Games. Belcher, who won gold in the 470 class with Will Ryan in Tokyo, will lead about 70 Australian athletes into Sunday night's closing ceremony. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth is expecting showers and a top of 20 degrees. Adelaide partly cloudy and 17. Similar conditions for Melbourne tomorrow and 16 degrees. Should be partly cloudy in Hobart too and 13. Canberra also partly cloudy, 14. A shower or two for Wollongong, a top of 18. Similar conditions for Sydney, 17. A shower or two in Newcastle, heading for a top of 19 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 22. A shower or two for Cairns, 26. And more humid and sunny in Darwin at a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.